Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sweet Baby James bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen.
When you're down and trouble.
One of his classics.
And you need a help.
When you need a helping hand and you're down and troubled. You know you got a friend, folks, in me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And whether you know it or not, you got a friend in our good friend, Philippa Games. Philippa is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's been helping people just like you to put their best foot forward in the marketplace, especially the virtual marketplace, the online world. Her book is called 42 Rules for a Web Presence that wins. And her website is websitesthatwin.com. Philippa, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the first segment, we talked about what is the state of the adoption of the internet, and you felt that we're still behind. In the second segment, we talked about how small business owners were adopting the internet and the associated innovations. Now, help us get to the level that you think we should get to. Where would you start with us? How would you make us better?
Well, you know, I always like to start at analytics. It's one thing that I talk about a lot. So if you do have a web presence, you know, Pinterest have just brought out analytics for business. Mm-hmm. Facebook has some pretty robust analytics. So not just for your website where you can use Google Analytics, you know, which is free, but a lot of the other social media platforms now have analytics that you can look at. You could get a pretty good idea of what's going on. And I think, again, you can see polls that say that about 70% of small businesses have some sort of analytics system in place. But the real issue is how many of them are actually using it with any kind of real intelligence.
But before Philippa, if to me, and I look, I'm not minimizing the analytics angle at all. Mm-hmm. But don't we need to just get people using the tools first? I mean, don't we need to just get more people building communities in social media, having a website, building a mobile site? I mean, isn't the first order of business just to participate? And then
right, but I think what we're seeing is, like we said, most businesses that should have some level of web presence now.
Right.
And so when you said, what do we need to be doing now?
Yeah.
You know, people have got their toes in the water, but if you want to go beyond that, you've got to do it in an intelligent and informed way. Otherwise, you're just spending money.
So once you're established, once you feel like you're executing some kind of a web strategy, the next thing to do is to try to see what you're doing and how it's working.
Right, and then start to improve it, because mm-hmm. that's when you're really going to get much, much better results. I mean, you've got to
right.
know what's going on. And really, until you get online and until you start really playing in this field, you can't know what your results are going to be. I mean, you can predict, but it always changes, and you always need to be tweaking on an ongoing basis.
And I will tell you this, folks, and this is my own, I drink my own Kool-Aid on this. It is a discipline. You can do your own analytics tracking and everything, and you can do a lot of it yourself. But the truth is, if you're going to get serious about it, and if you're really going to try to build a serious online strategy, you really need to find someone to help you who's a pro. It's a discipline, isn't it, Philippa?
Well, it's a discipline, but it's also figuring out what it is that you're looking at and what it means. The so what
right,
is
right.
so important. And,
but those are questions that you can ask. I think it's hard to ask yourself those questions and get good answers. I think somebody else needs to ask you that question and push back on you if you don't give a good answer.
Right, but that somebody has to be somebody who really understands your business and what you're trying to do,
and how it could apply to the online world.
Right, right, yeah. But there are lots of things that you can do. And, you know, it's a complex world because there aren't any black and white answers a lot of the time. So that's another thing that we have to grapple with, that, you know, we'd like to be able to get black and white, but it's pretty difficult to do that right now. So
mm-hmm.
it's all being able to live in a world where you're coping with shades of gray, but there's so much opportunity.
Well, one of the things that I tell people is you don't have to win the race. You don't have to win the online race, the social media race. You don't have to win that race, but you do have to be in the race. You have to participate, don't you?
Pretty much, unless, as we've said, you're one of those.
I'm not even buying that. I don't. I'm not going to let anybody off the hook. I think everybody. I'm telling you, this is, and you know, Philip. You're the advocate for this. This is the way we're moving, folks. I don't care who you are, what you do. You got to be participating in the online race. You don't have to win the race, but you got to be participating. 42 rules for a web presence that wins is Philippa Games' outstanding book. Her website is Websites That Win. Is that right? Website that win.
Yep.
.com. Check it out. Hey, Philippa, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you so much.
Philippa Games, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.